Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, your host. Thank you for joining us, as always, and thank you for listening. And today we have a really fascinating show to bring to you, and I highly suggest that if you are a film student thinking about becoming a film student, or maybe you're a filmmaker, or thinking about finally launching that film, you need to really pay attention to this show because, as you all know, all of us know, the AI technology is in every facet of our culture. I don't care what profession, you cannot escape. AI is here. It's not going anywhere. So let's just embrace it as I have and move on to the next thing. Well, it has especially been a topic of discussion for people who work in the entertainment industry, mainly film and television. And so that brings me to our guest here, because our guests are part of the first ever AI TV Film Festival that will be premiering on November 19th in Los Angeles. I'll tell you more details about that. It will be taking place at the TCL Chinese Theater again on November 19th. Now, this is a part of TCL Studios, the new global production hub for TCL's flagship streaming service, TCL TV Plus, and the development is having, again, its first ever AI TV film accelerator program called Film Machine. So there will be five films, independent films, and their film shorts that will premiere at this AI TV Film Festival. So the full public debut of each five of these films will take place on TCL TV Plus beginning December 12th. And TCL TV Plus is the flagship streaming service offered by the electronics company TCL, which all of us are more than familiar with. Now, again, these five films that will take place and be screened and premiered at the AI TV Film Festival will be promoted and featured on TCL TV Plus, again, on December 12th. Now, the Film Machine Accelerator Program provided each of the five filmmakers that were selected, offered customized development, financial and production support, and a lot of creative input that turned out to be a very unique experience for each one of these filmmakers. And we will be talking with two of those five filmmakers in our next show here. For this show, we will be speaking with Chris Regina, who is the Chief Content Officer for TCL's Film Machine program, the accelerator program that these filmmakers were a part of. And so we will be talking about how AI was used in the making of all five of these films. What is the future of AI in filmmaking and television? Is AI really the big bad monster that a lot of the media and others have painted it to be? Should we fear AI if you are a creative? These are just some of the questions that Chris Regina will be answering, and also telling everyone how they can get more information about Film Machine. So let's take a listen to my recent talk with Chris Regina, Chief Content Officer for TCL's Film Machine Accelerator Program. Lots of questions and lots of answers. So again, if you are a filmmaker or a film student, I highly suggest that you take a listen. So let's do so right now. So I want to start off by saying we are speaking with Chris Regina, and give us your title and your connection with the TCL Film Machine North America program.
Yes, I am the Chief Content Officer for TCL, and I have basically been sort of spearheading this initiative for Film Machine, bringing on all of our candidates who have each made a short film using the tools of AI to bring it into being.
And now TCL is next week having a major event. I understand this is the first AI film festival using AI technology and films, filmmakers who have used AI technology. So tell us more about this.
Yeah, so we really look at this festival and these films that we made as an opportunity for us to bridge this gap between AI and Hollywood. As you know, AI is a very electrifying word to people in terms of, you know, it can create fear, it can create trepidation. I just think there's a lot of unknown around AI too, in terms of what it's going to do in terms of its impact and how it will be used in Hollywood. And so we wanted to really show directly to talent who are working in the business, you know, what it's like to work with the AI tools, how it can actually foster creativity and merge into their workflows and really spark imagination, you know, in terms of the way of not thinking in the same traditional ways that films have been made before, that there is a new way to solve problems. There's a new way to make things faster and more affordable using AI. So we're excited about each individual project that are tackling different genres and how they impact the perception around AI. And I think all five of our candidates had a really tremendous experience and an eye-opening experience that demystified, you know, what they've heard through the trades versus what we're actually doing, especially in true action.
Now, I will be speaking with one of the filmmakers, George Wang, and his movie, The Audition. We'll be chatting with him shortly. So you are so correct, Chris, when you said the term AI is putting fear into a lot of people, really of all professions, but especially in the entertainment industry. So when you say these are filmmakers that have utilized the tool of AI, how have they done it? Is it through scripting? Is it through producing? How have they done this?
Yeah, so so we have some guiding principles that I have sort of laid down from the beginning here, which is, you know, we do not use AI to write. You know, we are using humans to pretty much do everything. So humans are, you know, there's over 50 people in our studio that are producing all of these films, and they range from post-production to storyboard artists to animators, you know, VFX and compositors, scientists, researchers. And so each director, when they come in, they are writing or they are hiring someone to, you know, or bring someone board to write with them or for them. So we're using humans to write, humans to direct, humans to produce, humans to act, whether it's voice only, because if the visuals are 100% AI, or we've also done live action components in which AI is fusing with live action in a hybrid form to sort of bring the performances to life. And so there's everything from style transfer and motion capture to pure live action that morphs into AI.
Now, I've talked to another filmmaker last week, and he was telling me that some of his colleague filmmakers, because he has started using AI, he said they're calling him a traitor. And so he said they're just don't like him anymore for using this tool. So how do you, I mean, I know you can't single-handedly do this, but what do you have to say to especially filmmakers in Hollywood who are very fearful of being replaced by this technology?
Well, I think that's why I've been trying to instill these guiding principles to really ease some of the concern around AI, which is, you know, we are storytellers first, and we are supporting storytellers. I'm not looking to have AI write the stories about humans. These are human stories created by humans about humans. And so by sort of celebrating the possibilities that AI brings in collaboration with artists and creators and directors and writers, you know, every time a new technology comes along, you know, people freak out, right? People get really nervous about how it's going to, and the same thing happened when it was like film was going away and we're switching over to digital media, right? I mean, new jobs are created, different ways to approach the business and approach content creation happen. VFX is the same thing. I mean, VFX has been using algorithms and sort of AI behind it for many, many years, and it has empowered the ability of imagination to come to life. And in fact, people quite love it and use it and realize the power of those tools. I don't think AI is all of that different. You know, we are seeing artists that are coming on board to work with us that are being able to dovetail their pre-existing traditional talents into a new form here. And so, you know, can AI be used to replace, you know, a lot of work out there? Depends on how it's used. And, you know, I know at TCL, that's not what we're looking to do. We are looking to just empower the storytellers and add this to their tool belt.
And so let's go back to the actual film festival. Tell us, when did it start and what will attendance by coming out to this festival?
So they will see all five films that we have produced tackling different genres. So we've got everything from body horror fantasy to docufiction to comedy to sci-fi to animation. And each storyteller took a different approach on how they went about using AI as part of their workflow to create these shorts. George, for instance, shot something in live action and then we augmented with AI. You know, Chen did a fully AI photoreal sort of production. And then we have like Paul Johansson, who did, you know, somewhat some live action capture and motion capture that was then sort of dovetailed into some full AI visual. So I think what people will see is a variety of different approaches and different genres that sort of open up the idea of how can these tools be used and how can they potentially shape, you know, the future of storytelling. You know, I think it's interesting when we're in a period of TV right now and entertainment right now where traditional television and film has been on the decline, right? It's actually contracted and there's been a lot of consolidation. And that's not been from AI. I mean, AI has not even really hit the scene in any significant way yet, where people can say that's the cause of it. In fact, it's, if anything, I would argue that this opens up the opportunity for new voices and diverse voices to be heard and to get an opportunity to make content or to create sizzle reels and pitches and really bring to life ideas in front of future executives to get new things through. So I look at it as really a, you know, transitional time in the business as AI comes in that opens up possibility.
Do you see the use of AI more and more making a significant drastic change on, you know, some of these Hollywood budgets are like triple digits, seems like they want to go even higher. So do you see AI kind of reeling those budgets back down, but not cutting on quality and content?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we already see that the cost of content with AI can be reduced significantly. And there's ways for AI to enter into all different areas of production, post-production, in whether it's in camera or it's, you know, with sound editing or things of that nature. There's all kinds of upsides that are there. And, you know, as much as I think big, auspicious, high, expensive-driven things can still be expensive and those costs can still escalate, the opportunity for maybe some more risk-taking with less expensive content that can be powered by AI may offer new opportunities to scale more content back up into the workflow.
So, okay, the film festival starts on November 19th at the TCL Chinese Theater there in Los Angeles. So give us the website where people can find out more information about the festival.
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's like we have a lot of press that's out there. I will say the festival itself is not a public festival for, you know, individuals to go buy a ticket and see. This is a TCL event for press, for Hollywood talent, for all of our partners and studio partners from across our FAST and AVOD business. So it's very much a presentation for our partners in the Hollywood business on an invite-only basis.
Okay. So this is a good time for, especially for people who work in the industry, you still have that intrepidation. I think this is a good event to go get your feet wet to see really what this technology is all about as it pertains to independent films. Definitely.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So one last question here. Do you foresee maybe next year having a full festival open to the general public using AI technology and filmmakers or what?
Yeah, anything's possible. I mean, we have a lot of projects that are underway and I'm sure we will look at what is the best way to showcase them. You know, all of the content that you see at the event that we are doing on Tuesday will be released on TCL TV Plus, our streaming app. We'll probably also release them through social media. So they will be widespread for us to sort of evangelize what we've been doing and stem our studio business, that we are open for business as we are taking on work as a studio, as well as encourage artists and storytellers to come to us with their ideas to make content.
And so the website, social media is tcltvplus.com. Is that it?
Yes, I believe that is correct. Okay. I think you've got the right website. And then we also have a YouTube site, which you can find, and we will probably be rolling out all the shorts on that as well.
Great. Well, Chris, thank you so much for giving us some insight. Hopefully, people listening to this, if they work in the film industry or maybe they're in film school, that this will put their mind at rest, that it's not the big bad boogeyman. AI isn't what people, hopefully, they'll change their views on it.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, you have a wonderful festival, and we will hopefully talk to you next year with the festival that's open to the public.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This is Drew and Jonathan Scott, the Property Brothers, and you are listening to Film Festival Radio
with Janice Malone.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chris Regina. Again, Chris is the Chief Content Officer for TCL's Film Machine Accelerator Program. And so now let's talk. With George Wang. And he is one of the five filmmakers who was selected to be a part of this accelerated program. And he has a film, it's a film short, it's titled The Audition. He is a writer, director, and educator professor at UCLA. And his film is utilized some of the AI technology in the making of it. And so our conversation with George is going to be from the side of both being a filmmaker as well as an educator as to what he is telling his film students about the use of AI technology. So now let's take a listen to my chat with filmmaker, director, and writer George Wang. Your film is one of five films that will debut at the upcoming TCL Chinese Theater on November 19th, but this is for the first ever AI film festival. This is fascinating. Congratulations on having your film selected.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. I think it's every filmmaker's dream to have a premiere at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. You know, it's so iconic. And so, yeah, to be able to do that and to be able to do it with some groundbreaking technology that I think is really going to change the way that films are made. Yeah, I mean, it's a double honor.
Well, now, that is one of the many aspects of this film festival that really fascinated me because it's the first ever. And so your film short, again, The Audition, was AI technology used in the making of the film?
Yes, absolutely. About half of the film is done with AI technology. What it is it's a 5-minute short, and it's based on the premise, you know, look, I've worked 30 years in this business, and I know one of the most awkward, you know, situations in making a movie is sort of the actor auditions. You know, actors get called in, and, you know, a lot of times as a filmmaker, you don't always know quite what you want. And so you're asking the poor actor to go through different iterations of what, you know, the role could possibly be and the character could possibly be. So I decided to take that to an extreme and put an actor through his paces and, you know, just see just how broad a range the actor really has, if he can do everything from, you know, different languages to different animals. And yeah, a lot of that would not have been possible, especially in this short production time that we had to do without AI tools.
Well, now, when you said you utilized some of the AI tools, I know, of course, you've heard this. There are so many people in Hollywood, really everywhere, that are very fearful of AI just taking over their creativity, their film, their music, or whatever. How did you utilize the tool for your film?
So we really use them more for sort of visual production value. So, you know, there's a moment in the film where the director says, well, you know, what if you were a pirate, you know, and we actually put the actor on a pirate ship, you know, having a sword fight on the deck of a ship in the middle of the ocean. Now, you know, budgetarily, yeah, that would have been easily, you know, $1 million to have, you know, done that 3 to 5 second shot. But with AI, you know, they were able to create those images, yeah, just with a few AI artists sitting in front of their laptops, you know, beating at the right prompts to get the visuals that we wanted to tell the story.
Initially, when it was all revealed how AI can be a tool for filmmakers, were you at all hesitant about using it like a lot of filmmakers are, or what?
Yeah, initially, because look, I mean, the narrative behind AI is like, okay, yeah. It's funny because I blame filmmakers for this ourselves, you know, because all you have to do is look at like James Cameron's Terminator, you know, oh my God, AI, Skynet, you know, it'll become sentient and, you know, destroy all of humanity. So that's sort of been incepted in all of our minds as an audience. So, you know, when you throw AI out there, yeah, you immediately go to, oh my God, you know, Skynet, Terminators, we're all going to be like made into a slave race. But, you know, I actually just finished shooting a feature film, Weekend in Taipei, and our lead actor, Luke Evans, unfortunately wasn't available to do ADR. What that is, it's like dialogue replacement. So we shot this really intimate scene, but unfortunately there was a lot of traffic noise and ambulance sirens and buses. And, you know, so normally you would bring loop their lines. Basically, they stand in a booth, they watch the footage, and they try to recreate the performance, you know, in a small sound booth while matching up what their lips are doing on screen. You know, it's a painful process. No one likes to do it. It's, you know, you can never really get back to your original performance that you had in the moment, you know, on the location, working, you know, opposite another actor. And so, unfortunately, Luke Evans was unavailable to do ADR for the scene. And so I thought to myself, I told the sound manager, okay, well, sadly, we're going to spend the next 2 weeks trying to, you know, notch out and, you know, use frequencies and all these tools to take out ambulance noises and traffic noise. But at the end, we'll probably just have to add more sirens, you know, just to, you know, cover up the, you know, the production sound, the crappy production sound that we had. And he turned to me and said, oh, no, wait, let me run it through AI. And what he did was he took Luke Evans' audio, he put it through an AI filter. And what the AI filter did was it basically stripped Luke Evans' voice out and basically got rid of all the traffic noise, but it still maintained the integrity of Luke Evans' performance. At first, I thought it was, wow, this is just a really high-end filter that took out traffic noise. But the sound mixer explained to me, oh, no, it's actually AI technology. AI is simulating Luke Evans' voice, but it's capturing everything, all the, you know, the essence about it, the humanity, the emotion. And when I saw that in practice, it's like, oh, my God, you know, you saved the movie. This is great. Why would we not, you know, try to use more tools like this? And so when the opportunity came to be part of the TCL AI Accelerator Lab, I jumped at the opportunity to sort of, you know, explore and play around with the tools that AI has to offer.
Now, using AI, did it present any unique challenges that you weren't expecting? And if so, how did you overcome it?
Yeah. So, you know, as a director, as a filmmaker, you know, you want to be, you have a very specific vision. So, you know, then, okay, well, I want, you know, certain shots to be, the composition to be this way. I want, you know, a sword to be doing this, or the actor, the image of the actor be doing this. I want background actors to be doing this. Unfortunately, with AI, you get what you get. And a lot of times the AI artists would have to find different ways, come up with different prompts to sort of try to get what it is I wanted. And they would come very close, but we could never dial it into the 100% exact vision that I had. But that being said, the AI artists would come up with even more creative solutions given the limitations of what they had with AI. So, you know, there was one shot I wanted where, okay, you know, the pirate, you know, our lead actor is fighting as a pirate in the foreground, but there's a bunch of other pirates fighting in the background, and they kind of react when he turns into a musketeer. You know, that was a joke for me, but they could never, like, get the background to do that. So what they did was they split it up into two separate shots. And I think the joke works actually funnier now because you can really see the reactions of the background pirates when their captain turns into a musketeer.
Oh, wow, that is kind of different.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, you know, it's working with the right artists who know how to use the tools properly. Yeah, every tool that you have in filmmaking has its limitations. And, you know, you're never going to get exactly what you want unless you spend hundreds of millions of dollars, unless you're like, you know, David Fincher or Terrence Malick, and you have the resources to, you know, really sit around and and, you know, spend the money to get exactly what you want. But, you know, it's what we call in filmmaking happy accidents. You know, a lot of times the film gods give you something different. And if you're nimble and flexible enough to see that, oh, that's actually a better solution, then embrace that. A lot of times the film that you come up with is a lot better than the film that you had in your head.
Now, this sounds like you have a lot of excitement in your voice about working on this and using AI. So when you think about future projects and using AI technology, where do you see this going? Do you see it getting a little bit more in control or what?
That's a great question. Look, I think, you know, with technology, you know, that there's that Moore's law of technology. Every 18 months, you know, it doubles, you know, the capabilities double. So I think we're just scratching the surface right now of what AI can do for filmmakers. You know, we're still trying to figure out, you know, the language, you know, the filmmaking code that we can tell AI or direct AI, you know, to help us make movies. But what it does is it really, you know, democratizes the filmmaking process. I mean, you know, if you look at the history of film, like, look, when I started out, we were still shooting on film, you know, still processing celluloid. And that was a very expensive proposition. But then when digital, you know, video came along, all of a sudden, you know, yeah, we have today where you can make a movie with your own iPhone. So this is the next iteration of that sort of evolution of filmmaking technology, to have AI tools that can give you the scope and production value. I can be in a desert. I can be at the top of a glacier. I could be, you know, in a helicopter. I could do all these wonderful things that, you know, were only in my head before, but I could never imagine bringing it to life, simply because I don't have the resources to go to those locations or bring, you know, dozens of crew and a camera up to, you know, the top of a glacier and wait around for it to crack and slide into the ocean. You know, AI can generate those images for me, and it can do a pretty good job of it.
Now, your film short, again, is called The Audition. And so how long did it take to shoot the film, put everything together using AI? And if you had not used AI, how long do you think it would have taken you to complete the film?
Well, I got to say, this is one of the easiest production processes I've ever had as a filmmaker, you know, and especially tough because, you know, I was trying to finish another feature film while I was doing this one. And I also, you know, my full-time job is I teach screenwriting at UCLA, so I'm trying to manage that as well. So, you know, to be able to do this short, it really only required one day of shooting for me and the real actors. And then a lot of the work was done, you know, remotely with AR artists. You know, one of our AR artists is in Burlington, Vermont. You know, another is here in Burbank, and we could just get on Zoom and discuss, you know, what it is that we wanted from the shots. You know, what could we do to tweak the shots, what we could do to reimagine the shots. I mean, all in all, I'd say maybe it was a total of 2 weeks work. But, you know, again, it was all very manageable because, you know, you didn't have to be there on set, lugging equipment, you know, setting up lights, you know, catering for a crew and all that type of stuff. We had just one day of shooting that was that sort of traditional workflow. But the rest of it was sort of like, okay, you know, let's see what we can do. You know, send me the product when you have it ready. I'll give you notes and we'll talk about the next steps. So it was a very easygoing, organic process, you know, sort of generating those AI images and folding them in to the footage that we shot with real actors.
So what do you have to say to people who work behind the scenes and you know, like production and as far as set designers and such? I know they're very concerned, as well as actors and writers too. So what do you have to say to them?
No, I mean, look, I'll be honest, you know, some of the actors I initially approached to be in the short said, no, thank you, absolutely not. I don't want to be a part of this at all. You know, there's a reason I call this The Audition, because I think it is an audition not only, you know, for the actor in the story, but, you know, overall for AI to the industry. But, you know, I hate to say, I mean, look, the technology is here to stay. You know, it's only going to, you know, be, you know, make its way into making movies more and more. And while we can try to fight it, yeah, I think it's a losing battle. You know, I understand everyone's fear to embracing something new, you know, resistance to change. But, you know, there's nothing inherently evil in the AI tools itself. You know, obviously, there probably do need to be guardrails put in place because, yeah, the corporations, the studios, they can use AI in, you know, very exploitative ways if, you know, proper measures aren't taken. But, you know, I think if those measures are taken, if, you know, we sort of reimburse and reward artists, you know, for work that AI references, that AI sort of like takes from, you know, what they call scraping, then I think it's a win-win for everybody.
So can you give us some previews about any upcoming projects that you're working on? And will you, again, be utilizing AI?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something that, you know, I'm eager to show people what AI can do. You know, even if it's just to communicate a vision, you know, to your crew, then, you know, it's certainly a helpful tool. Yeah, you know, right now it's, you know, just trying to finish up this short by so we can premiere it for next Tuesday. I'm also in the process of, yeah, doing, you know, publicity and marketing right now for my feature film Weekend in Taipei that just was just released this weekend. So I'm kind of on tour for that at the same time. As for what the future brings, yeah, that's a great question. You know, let's see what the reception of the short is next Tuesday. You know, ideally, it'll lead to more opportunities to sort of play around with those tools, you know, but yeah, let's see what the audience thinks.
Well, yes, again, this is the first ever AI TV and film festival that will be taking place at the TCL Chinese Theater in LA, of course, November 19th. I tell you, George, I know so many filmmakers and actors and such, and